all over here at Calendly Park Tralee in the 2025 Dunlough Cup final, and a win for the St. Brendan's College Killarney over CBS Tralee on the scoreline of 6-16 to 1-16. I'm delighted to be joined by Gavin White of the Sim. A great win for the school today, Gavin.
Yeah, superb win, I suppose. Look, we came in here today knowing that the rivalry between St. Brendan's College and 3CBS is always huge. And the boys are determined, I suppose, to do double this year after winning the Furman Cup before the Christmas. So, look, it was great to get up here in Tralee. The boys from this year's performance, particularly in the first half, where we put away a couple of goals there, I suppose, Liam O'Brien's hat-trick there in the first half really kind of set the temper for us in the first half. So, look, delighted. I think the boys really deserve it. They put in a serious graft over the last couple of months in school. And I suppose it's a credit to all these Kerry clubs around the I suppose in East Kerry to have developed these all through since underage. Serious players there and serious players that will progress onto senior players for both club and county as well in the future.
And that's the way, like in the first half, he used the wind well. He were moving that ball quick into their dangerous forwards, like Liam O'Brien and Ben Keller got the other goal. Didn't O'Mara was dangerous as well. And all together linking up well.
Yeah, look, there's serious play there in fairness. I know a couple of boys are with the minors at the moment, so they'd be familiar with themselves inside there. But yeah, look, we were conscious if we had the two boys inside, if we kicked as much ball into them as we can, that we get joy off it. And obviously, two boys got the goal, but I thought that Daniel Cronin around the 40 had a serious game as well in fairness. And Dylan had a very good game. And our two half forwards as well really worked really hard with Fanon and Fanon Blackwell and John Henderson. So look, we're very, very pleased with that first half attacking performance in particular.
And the backs, the tackling was very strong behind the all through the game, really. Very disciplined and not giving too many frees away.
Yeah, look, I suppose when we look at the 3CBS forwards, they're very clinical in attack. And if you give them frees at this level, they're going to put them over. So we were conscious that we didn't want to give away too many frees. I suppose in particular with the two-pointer, the new rule that came in, you saw there in the second half, 3CBS really took advantage of that and slotted over three or four two-pointers. So we were conscious coming into the game that we didn't want to give away too many of them, and thankfully we did.
Well done to the same, and thanks for Gavin for his time today. Congratulations.